Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Gina Gladstone Peoples.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
4931 Lyon Drive, Columbus, Ohio, 43228.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see your order was in on July 13th for $7.95 for the kitchen.
And she said it was some for the ice kitchen maker aid, or something too.
Yes, for the kitchen. And yeah, $7.95 for the ice maker. You stated that the ice maker was the client. But you were billed $7.95 for the KitchenAid.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Okay, now I see. So it was a client one time, the ice maker for $7.95, but then it was approved that same day. So it was a client and then approved for $7.95. And when you're getting billed because nobody gave us a call back in their trial is for that ice maker $56.95. Because you're stating that you didn't do the order, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
I don't know why you would be filing fraud. I should be the one filing fraud.
I'm filing a claim, ma'am.
So what's the difference between me filing it and you filing it?
Me filing it, we have to do an investigation to see who placed the order without your authorization. And whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they use your card without your authorization.
But I would do that on my end.
You could do that in your end if you wanted to. We have to do it on our end too.
Okay.
Okay. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so your account has been canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, I have issued you a full refund of $56.95 plus $7.95 and $7.95. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Do you have any additional questions today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. I thank you.
If you do, you could give us a call back. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Customer Care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.